Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Yoma. Now that the Kohen Gadol is wearing the Big Day Lavan, as we learned about in Mishnah Vav and Mishnah Zayin, he can start the special avodos for Yom HaKippurim. And the first of these is his personal parchatas. It is the parchatas of the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim, and he pays for it himself. So, typically, a chatas is a goat, and this chatas is a cow. So this cow is positioned in the Azara between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. The Ulam is the front room in front of the Heichal, so it's this big building on the western end of the Beis HaMikdash that has in it the Ulam, the front hall, and then the Heichal, which is the Kodesh, and the Kodesh HaKadashim, which is where the menorah and the shulchan and the Mizbeach Zahav are in the Kodesh, and the Aron is in the Kodesh HaKadashim. And so all of that, the cow is between that building and the Mizbeach. Balo Eitzel Paro, so the Kohen Gadol comes to his cow that he has to bring this cow carbon, this parchatos, uparo haya omid ben ulam v'la Mizbeach. And the cow was standing, it was positioned between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, the Heichal. And it is positioned so that, again, the east, right on the east side is the Mizbeach, and on the west side is the Heichal, and the cow is in the middle. Now, the Korban Chatos has to be shechted on the northern half of the Azara. Okay, so that means where we have the eastern side is the Mizbeach, the western side is the Heichal, and so the middle is kind of a strip of land that runs north-south. And so the cow is positioned slightly north of the midpoint, because it has to be shechted in the north, facing towards the south, Rosho L'Darom. Okay, so that if you were the cow, the Heichal would be on your right, and the Mizbeach would be on your left. Okay, upanav l'ma'arav. However, we also have the cow turn its head to the west, which is to its right, towards the Heichal. Now, the reason it's supposed to be facing towards the Heichal, of course, is because of respect. We're looking towards, everybody should always be looking towards the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But the animal is not facing completely towards the west, because if it were, then its backside would be towards the Mizbeach. And this is, of course, a cow. And it's an animal, and it is going to actually be shechted at some point in the not too distant future. And there is certainly the possibility at any time when you're dealing with a living creature that it will choose the most inopportune moment to share its cow patties with us. And therefore we definitely don't want it to have its backside towards the Mizbeach, because that would be extraordinarily disrespectful to the Mizbeach. And so therefore we have the cow facing, north-south, right? Aligned north-south, facing towards the south, but its head is turned towards the west, towards the Heichal. Right? So, Rosho L'Darom, Upanav L'Ma'arav. The HaKohen, then the Kohen approaches the cow. Omeid Bamizrach, he is standing on the eastern side, so his back actually is to the Mizbeach, Upanav L'Ma'arav, and facing towards the Heichal. V'Someich Shtei Yadav Alav, and he leans both hands on the head of the cow, Umisvadeh, and he says vidui, a confession for himself and for his family. Throughout the remainder of Maseches Yoma, there will be parts of the Mishnah that will sound very familiar, because they are describing the Avoda, and so they are taken in some cases verbatim from the Mishnayos into the text of the Tefillos that we say on Yom HaKippurim when we say the Avoda. And so, V'kach HaYomer, and this is what he would say, and this part is taken pretty much straight into the Machzor. V'kach HaYomer, and this is what he would say, this is his vidui. Ana Hashem, please Hashem, please God. Now, at this point, he doesn't say Hashem. We say Hashem. He doesn't say Hashem. He uses the Shem HaMeforash. He says Hashem's explicit name, the name of Yud, He, Vav, He, that we never pronounce, we never use, and actually we don't actually even know how to pronounce that. There is a vowelization in our Siddur, but that vowelization is not for the Shem Hashem of Yud, He, Vav, He. That is the vowelization of the Shem Hashem Aleph, Dalid, Nun, Yud, because that is how we pronounce Shem Hashem when we see it. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim, however, he actually pronounces this Shem Hashem the way that it is supposed to be pronounced. And he continues, Avisi, Pashati, Chatasi, I have sinned before you, Hashem. Lifanecha, before you. Ani Avisi, I and my family. Avisi, Pashati, and Chatasi are three different types of sin. Accidental sin, deliberate sin, but that which was deliberate because of temptation, not because of rebellion against God, and rebellious sin. So I have sinned against you. I have, my family has, in all of these ways, Hashem. Ana Hashem, please God. Again, Shem Hashem, Shem Meforash, that the Kohen Gadol uses that we do not. Kaper na avonos v'la peshayim v'lachatoyim. Please forgive, atone, grant atonement for these sins of all of these types. She'avisi v'shepashati v'shechatasi l'fanecha, that I sinned before you accidentally, deliberately, and rebelliously. Ani uvesi, I and my family. Kakasub b'saras Moshe avdecha, as it says in the Torah that you gave us through Moshe, that Moshe taught us, where the pasuk says, ki bayom hazeh yichaper aleichem, because on this day, referring to Yom Kippurim, you will be atoned for. It will be atoned for you. L'tayir eschem mikol chatosechem, to purify you from all your sins. Lifnei Hashem titaru, before Hashem, you will be purified. And of course, that pasuk has the Shem Hashem there. And here too, again, the Kohen Gadol says, Shem HaMeforash, the explicit name of Hashem, that we do not pronounce. Now we know from the Yom Kippurim davening, and we will also see in Mishnayos in Perek Vav, that when the assembled people heard the Kohen Gadol saying Shem HaMeforash, they would throw themselves down on the floor and bow, full prostration, hands and feet extended to God. And our Mishnah skips that part. We're gonna get it later. This is Vigomer, right? Etc. We're gonna get that part later. But it skips to what they actually say when they're bowing down on the floor. And it says, Behin Onan Achrav, and they answer the Kohen Gadol when he says, Shem Hashem, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Le'olam Va'ed. Blessed is his name, or the glory, honor of his name, of his kingdom, forever and ever. All right, so we're really blessing Hashem and blessing Hashem's name. We hear the name of Hashem, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, when I call the name of Hashem, Havugur Lelkin, everybody should give praise to God. And so that's what we do. When the Kohen Gadol calls the Shem Hashem, we give praise to God, and we say, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Vaed.